North Shore Today.
The area's only daily news podcast
on msonewsports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore Today for Friday, March 20, 2020.
We have several statewide updates to share with you. First, Governor Charlie Baker will be deploying the National Guard. He says activating the National Guard will help support our administration's efforts to keep residents safe and secure during the COVID-19 outbreak. Also, the governor said that testing will be increasing this week in Massachusetts.
I think everybody knows at this point that the CDC broadened their guidelines with respect to who could be tested a little less than a week ago. We incorporated those guidelines almost immediately. We believe that over the course of the next several days and weeks, there will be an enormous increase in the amount of testing that takes place on a daily basis here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Can't happen fast enough, but I do believe that with the pivots and the adjustments that are being made by organizations like Quest here in Marlboro and by many of our hospital partners and by the state lab and other organizations, we will get to the point where we're doing the amount of testing every day that we believe we need to be doing.
Governor Charlie Baker. Christian Wade writes in today's Salem News as the Statehouse reporter that as the economy increasingly shuts down, the state and federal governments are tossing lifelines to businesses impacted by the coronavirus pandemic to help them stay afloat, but business leaders say more is needed. The governor announced yesterday that there will be loans available for small businesses.
The other thing I do want to mention is many of you know we submitted a disaster request to the Small Business Administration several days ago. They turned around that request and acknowledged and approved Massachusetts small businesses for disaster recovery relief, and we fully expect we'll be working with the SBA to ensure that their resources are brought to bear to support small businesses here in the Commonwealth.
Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker.
Boston Globe correspondent Andrew Stanton is writing in today's edition that a commuter rail train heading to Boston from Rockport struck an empty vehicle in Beverly Thursday evening, according to officials. The train was expected to be significantly delayed last night, according to the MBTA. The train left Rockport at 7:30 p.m. and stopped in Beverly Farms after striking the vehicle. No further information was immediately available to the Globe. The incident marks the second time in as many nights a Rockport train has been involved in a crash. On Wednesday, the 7:30 p.m. Rockport train struck and killed a 24-year-old man shortly after leaving the station.
A union representing Lynn's General Electric employees is concerned about the aviation plant's unsafe work environment caused by the ongoing COVID-19 outbreak and is seeking 2 weeks of paid leave. Gayla Colley of the Daily Item of Lynn writes that the International Union of Electrical Workers, IUE Local 201, represents over 1,200 employees at the city's Riverworks plant, and they are continuing to report to work despite city and statewide closures of schools, businesses, and public establishments, according to their president, Adam Kaczynski. Much more on this story written by Gayla Colley in today's Daily Item of Lynn.
From the City of Gloucester website, in order to limit person-to-person contact and to slow the spread of COVID-19, effective immediately and until further notice, all Gloucester City playgrounds are closed. Studies have shown that the virus can stay on surfaces for up to several days, and playgrounds are not disinfected. Parks, beaches, and trails will remain open, but all playgrounds are closed. Families are welcome at parks, beaches, and trails, but please do not engage in sports or activities that require physical or shared contact, for example, baseball, softball, football, basketball, soccer, and so on. Please continue to practice social distancing while playing in parks, at Gloucester beaches, or using trails. Remain at least a 6-foot distance between others and wash your hands frequently. Gloucester City website is quoted as saying, "We all have a responsibility to do our part and to keep each other and our city safe."
That massive four-alarm fire that destroyed two homes on Moulton Street in Lynn earlier this week, displacing 34 people and injuring two firefighters, was caused by the careless disposal of smoking materials, according to Lynn Fire Captain Joseph Zukas. A Daily Item of Lynn story reports that the cigarettes were discarded on the rear porch at 1-3 Moulton Street, and the resulting fire quickly spread next door to another triple-decker at 5 Moulton Street. Quote, it's got going, said Zukas. The close proximity of the two houses to each other. Luckily, nobody got hurt or killed. There were two other homes nearby that were also damaged by the fire.
Gloucester Times is reporting that two stores at Gloucester Crossing are closing for the next 2 weeks, Marshall's and Home Goods. Framingham-based TJX Companies announced Thursday that it will close all of its stores, distribution centers, and offices in the United States, Canada, Europe, and Australia at the end of the business day for 2 weeks amid the rapidly evolving coronavirus pandemic. Besides Marshall's and Home Goods, TJX's other stores in the United States are TJ Maxx, Sierra, and HomeSense. The company had already closed some of its stores in the United States, Canada, and certain European countries. TJX's online businesses, TJMaxx.com, Marshalls.com, and Sierra.com, will also be shut down, according to the company. TJX is the latest retailer to announce closures. Macy's Incorporated temporarily closed all of its stores, including Bloomingdale's and Bluemercury, on Tuesday through March 31. Macy's has a large department store at the North Shore Mall. Its e-commerce sites will continue to serve customers. JCPenney Company Incorporated, which has a department store at the North Shore Mall, announced Wednesday it was temporarily closing its offices and stores at 7 p.m., with stores and offices scheduled to reopen April 2. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times.
It appears that we are making it through our first week of severe social distancing. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for joining us here on North Shore Today, the North Shore's news podcast produced by MSONewsSports.com. And we do want to hear from you. You can email us at MSONewsSports@gmail.com, MSONewsSports@gmail.com. Have a great weekend.